Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Retro Radio Memories podcast. We're still celebrating all things horror in the month of October and have a wonderfully creepy radio show this week. Projectionist, why don't you tell the listeners what we've picked?
My pleasure, Victor. To help get the chill of October coursing through those veins properly, dear listeners, I have selected an episode from the Nightfall radio series called The Porch Light.
Now, this isn't strictly old-time radio, right?
Correct. Nightfall was a program that focused on horror and ghostly tales that ran on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation from 1980 until 1983. The show was created by producer Bill Howell, and he served as head of the series for the first two seasons, until he stepped down for the third season, replaced by Don Kowalczuk. Our episode, The Porch Light, was from the second season, originally being broadcast across the airwaves on February 26th, 1982, and was written by Randy Brown.
The story for The Porch Light presents a young couple, Bob and Carol, who are confronted by something spooky during a historic snowstorm when the young man awakes at 3 in the morning and happens to look out their bedroom window to see a man below standing in the snow under the porch light, waving at him. Oh, I forgot to mention that this stranger is dressed in only his pajamas. So, join us as we investigate the strangeness regarding the porch light here on the Retro Radio Memories Podcast.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, and almost as usual, we'll be taking you out to a nice little place in the country. Of course, we can't promise that you'll know where you really are, even after you've arrived. The play, a first for Nightfall by Randy Brown, is called The Porch Light. What? Wait. Left the downstairs porch light on. What time is it? God, 3 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute. I turned that light off before I came upstairs. Maybe Carol. No, she was already here in bed. I know I turned it off. Now I won't get back to sleep until I turn that thing off. Shh. Try not to wake Carol. Where are my slippers? Dressing gown. It's cold. Feels as if the window's open. Nope. It's closed tight. Must be a draft from somewhere. Ooh, look at that storm. Must have snowed 6 inches in the last few hours. What's that? Something moved
torchlight down there. Can't see for this frost. Looks like it's... Yes, it is. It's a man. Standing under the porch light. He's... My God, he's looking up here, waving. Like he wants me to come down. What the hell? What's he doing out there in this weather?
Bob?
I'm over here.
What are you doing?
There's a man under the porch light waving to me.
Oh, come back to bed.
No. Come and see this.
It's cold.
Well, put on your dressing gown.
Why don't you turn on the light?
Not yet. There's something strange.
Yeah.
Why is he waving like that? He couldn't possibly see me. Why doesn't he knock?
Oh, maybe he knocked before and you didn't hear him.
Could be. Something woke me.
Look, he is there.
You thought I was dreaming?
No. What's he wearing?
Looks like a jacket or...
It's not a jacket, it's pajamas.
Pajamas? Yeah, you're right, it is. Where could he come from wearing pajamas?
Well, his car must have broken down.
Who'd drive around the country in pajamas during a blizzard?
Something funny.
Well, funny isn't the word for...
No, I mean, he's standing there and... See in the pile of snow you shoveled today beside the front door? See the snow shovel sticking out?
Yeah.
See the shadow of it? Well, he's standing right beside it, and he's not throwing a shadow.
Oh, Carol, I mean... Well, it's hard to see with all that snow blowing down there. But... Well, it must be a trick of the light or something. Anyway, I guess I'd better let him in before he freezes.
Look at him waving like that. How could he even know we're home, let alone at this window?
Oh, he knows we're here, all right. The car's in the driveway, the porch light's on.
Why'd you leave the porch light on?
Well, I could swear I... Oh, never mind. I'd better get down there.
You still can't see a shadow.
Yes, well, you're right. It is weird. I don't understand. Anyway, better go.
Wonder who he is.
Don't know, but we'll find out.
Wait. Bob, I'm coming with you. Bob, come into the kitchen.
Honey, he's knocking at the door. I've got to answer it.
No, wait. Come in here for a sec.
Look, Carol, the poor guy's freezing out there, and
I... Bob, something's wrong.
Look, he probably just needs to use the phone.
I want you to be careful.
What's the matter?
That man, I don't think he's... I think there's something strange. Here. Take this with you in case.
A knife? Are you really so scared you want me to greet this guy with a knife in my hand?
Just in case.
Listen. Look, he's knocking. I'll be careful. It's only one guy, and he must be half frozen. I don't think I need it. But leave the knife on the counter.
Bob, I mean it. I don't think you should let him in unless there's somebody else here.
Somebody else? Like who, for instance? Santa Claus?
Call the police.
Honey, you're too used to Toronto. We're living in the country now. The OPP is 20 miles away. Look, trust me, will you?
I trust you. It's...
It's him, right?
Yes.
Well, don't worry. I'll be careful. You wait here. You can see the front door. If he tries anything at all, phone the cops.
Oh, I don't like this.
Hang on. I'm coming. Hang on to your hat. I'll be right with you, my friend. Right with you. Hello, what's... There's nobody here.
Bob?
Now, where the hell could he... Is there somebody out here?
What are you doing?
Yes, sir? All right. Somebody's playing tricks. Is that it?
Where's the...
The guy's gone.
Where'd he go?
Search me.
Come back in here.
I'll just take a look around the side. Hey, come off it, Carol. Stop playing games. Don't turn the light off.
Ah! going on here? What?
Well, thanks a lot.
What'd you lock me out for?
Are your idea of a joke or something?
Bob, I didn't touch it. I didn't. It slammed and locked by itself.
Sure. Okay, sure. Maybe the wind caught it, but you must have turned out the light.
I didn't, I swear.
Oh, come on, I don't believe you, Carol.
I swear to God I was standing right behind you, and the light went off, and the door slammed, and I saw the lock turn by itself.
Well, sure, okay, whatever you say, except that happens to be a deadbolt. You have to turn it yourself.
I didn't touch it or the porch
That's
light either.
Impossible. Watch. See? It won't move by itself, and the light doesn't move by itself either.
I am not lying.
Okay, you're not lying. The thing is, where's that guy? I can't figure him. Hey, hold on a second. Where is footprints?
Right there.
No, those are mine. What's going on? There aren't any footprints leading away. None at all except mine. What is going on? Now, you stay here, honey. I'm going to take another look.
No, don't go out there again.
Hold the door this time and leave the light alone.
Bob, get in here.
Look, see? I'm standing right where he was. No footprints. And look at my shadow. It's huge. We couldn't have missed it, even from upstairs.
You're crazy going out there.
Cold. I'm freezing.
I told you not to.
I know. I heard you. This is really strange. What do we do now?
I...
Carol.
What?
Did you...
What?
Did you really not?
What?
Did you really not turn off the light or...
No.
Oh, hey, you're shaking. Come here.
Oh, Bob, I'm scared.
Take it easy. Don't worry, all right? That's the main thing. Come on now, brighten up.
What are we going to do?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is take a real good look around.
Look around?
Come on now, open your eyes.
Bob, I can't. I want to go back to bed.
And leave me?
No, I want you with me.
Sure, we'll do that, but first we've got to. Come on now, stop shaking.
I'm freezing.
Me too. And we'll feel better once we start to move. And first, I want to check the living room and then the dining room. Come on now. Are you coming?
Bob, that man, who could he have been?
What could he have been is more like it.
I don't even want to think about... Where are you going?
Checking these windows. Nope, all locked. And so are the ones in the dining room. See, there's nothing to worry about. The whole house is locked up tight.
Why are you checking the windows? You don't think...
What?
Do you think he might try breaking in?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to be sick.
Hey, Carol, relax. Just relax, okay? Everything's locked up tight. Nobody could get in. There's nothing to worry about.
No, Bob.
Look, why don't we just go into the kitchen and get some coffee?
My neck muscles.
Tense.
Call the police, please.
Oh, for God's sake, Carolyn, tell them what? A man knocked, then disappeared. A lock turned, a switch moved. I can barely believe it myself. I can't understand it. It's like a nightmare.
Just call them.
They probably asked me if he landed in a spaceship.
Then I'll call them. What's the number?
Above the phone.
Something's wrong. There's no dial tone.
Is it plugged in?
Yes.
Take it easy. Let me. Let's see. It must be... It is. It's dead.
What are you doing?
Checking the cord.
What are you looking for?
Oh, nothing. Disappears here. Must go down to the basement. I better go down and check.
Bob, no. You think somebody cut it?
I'm not thinking anything. Actually, the storm. The lines are probably down.
Don't go into the basement, please.
Okay.
Bob, wouldn't...
Wouldn't what?
Well, wouldn't... If the telephone lines are down, then wouldn't the electricity be off, too?
Good point.
I wish I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. I wish you hadn't either.
Bob, I think I hear...
What?
Something in the basement.
Shh. Like what?
I thought... I thought...
I'll fix that. I'll lock the basement door. There. That'll do it.
I'm sorry. It was probably just me.
Maybe the furnace. I turned the thermostat up.
I hope I don't start hearing things.
Hey. Let's turn the radio on, get some music.
That was Ray Whitaker and his big band for your enjoyment at 3:11 in the morning. Well, I guess it's time for our late night weather report. Up to the minute weather from your local station, CKQE, serving the whole Huntsville region. And as all of you who are up right now at this time of the morning know, there's a bad storm out there. But that's what January is like. I guess we just have to love it, or we go to Florida. That's not a bad idea. Anyway, the main highways are blocked at the moment because of heavy drifting, but we've been assured they'll be open by the morning. I guess all you people out there in the secondary roads better huddle down for a long wait before the plows get to you. Now, don't get out in your car, that is, if you can get out in the first place, and I don't think that's very likely. Now, police are warning everyone, stay off the road, so you pay attention now. We're getting the worst of it, maybe as much as 1 meter. Let's see here. 1 meter. That's 39 inches of snow. Whew! That's expected to fall in the next 24 hours. Now, don't worry. The crews are out, and everything is under control. And for a more cheerful note, tonight's hockey score in the...
The police couldn't get here even if we could phone them.
Nope, and we couldn't...
We couldn't get out. Is that what you...
Yes.
I wouldn't go out there with that man. Oh, why didn't we buy a house closer to
town?
You
know why, Carol? This one was so cheap. We thought there was something wrong with it, like it was stolen or something.
It was okay last summer.
It's all we could afford, and we couldn't have gotten anything half as good for the price in Toronto.
It was cheap even for up here.
Yeah, well, now I understand about that story.
What story?
The story the real estate agent told me.
I never heard it.
I know. I forgot all about it at the time, but...
But what?
This tonight reminded me.
Oh, God, what? Tell me.
Well, it happened 10 years ago. The guy said... couple had been killed, murdered by an intruder.
Here? Here, in this house? Well, I never would have bought a house for... You know I never would have. That's why you didn't...
You never asked, Carol.
Don't say that to me. You might as well have lied. Bob, that's... How could you?
That's why we have a house at all. We couldn't have afforded
it. Oh, no. Where were they? Not...
Killed? No, not in our room. She was found here, in the kitchen, and he... This is the odd part.
Stop, please. Don't tell me anymore. We're selling this house, that's all I have to say, and... What's that? Footsteps.
Upstairs. From our room. Sounds like steps on a wooden floor, but... Our bedroom's carpeted.
Where are you going?
Shh.
Don't...
Shh. Come on.
Look, our bedroom door's open.
I'm going in. We've had enough of this.
You don't know what he'll do.
If anybody's in there, come out, okay? We don't want trouble. I'm coming in.
No, Bob, please don't.
Stay here, Carol. Okay, I'm coming in. I'm coming in now. I just want to talk. Carol, there's no one in here. Carol! Carol, it's okay. Here, hold it. Calm down.
Get
I'm
me
here.
Out of here, please.
Okay, yeah, we're getting out of here. Come on. Let's go. Be careful. Watch where you're going.
Oh, God, I'm
going. Come on. Watch the steps. Where are the damn lights? Where are they?
We've got to get help. We've got to get help.
Oh, Carol, don't worry. Calm down, Carol. Carol.
Oh, there's no lights. There's no lights.
All right, darling, I'll take care of it. Hang on to me, Carol. Hang on.
Oh, turn on down the lights, Bob. It's so dark.
They're out, honey. The lights must be down somewhere.
Oh, no.
We've got candles, don't we? Do you remember where the candles are?
In the cupboard. Bob, won't somebody help us?
Of course they will. Don't you worry. Now, which cupboard?
I don't know.
Below the sink, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, they are. Matches. Here. And there was light. Damn draft in here, like a wind.
It's so cold. I'm freezing.
It's the draft. Now it's blown out the candle. There. Got it going now. That's better. Damn it. I can't keep the candle going. All right, Carol. I've got to get the flashlight. It's in the front hall closet.
No, don't. Don't leave
Darling,
me.
Darling, listen. We've got to get out of here.
I'm not going outside. That man's out there. Oh, I can't.
You've got to. Hear me? Now,
no.
I'm going to the front hall closet to get the flashlight, and I'll bring your coat.
Oh, what if he's in there?
Now, chance it. Be right back.
Take the knife.
Oh, okay. Where is it?
On the counter.
I need a light. Where? It's not there.
Oh, no. What?
The knife. It's stuck in the wall.
Oh, how did it get there?
God knows, but leave it there. No good against that, whatever it is up there.
Don't go back upstairs.
I'm not. He can stay up there for all I care. He can have the whole damn house if he wants to. You hear me? You can keep the whole damn place.
Stop! Stop it!
Don't worry, Carol. We're going to be all right. I'll be right back. Damn him. I'll get him this time.
Oh, no!
Nobody. In the porch light. It's on. How can it be on? And no footprints here.
The door!
Bob! Is that...
Carol, open the door! Open the door!
Been snowed in now 4 days, you know, officer, and we've been driving our rigs down and plowing them out as fast as we could get to them. Like I was saying, this road's been blocked since the big storm.
When did you see the body?
Well, I was coming slow up the hill, and I saw like a stick coming out of the snow ahead. Thinking it was a tree branch, I stopped. I found him froze solid. Turns out it wasn't a branch, it was his arm sticking out.
Do you know who it is?
Not exactly, but I got an idea. young couple bought the house about a mile back.
Well, we'll drive down and take a look. You wait here and don't touch anything. There'll be another officer along to photograph him.
Don't worry about me. I'm not going near him. Ah, look at his face.
Well, this must be the place.
Nobody's been in or out. Car's still in the driveway.
Yeah. Let's go.
How do you figure that guy got out in the road in his pajamas?
Well, that's the $64 question.
I say he was killed and dropped from a car.
There was blood on him.
Now, you don't get that from hypothermia.
There weren't any wounds. I got a hunch we'll find our answer, if there is an answer, inside this house.
What makes you so sure?
How long you been on the force?
A year.
Over the last 9 years, we've had a lot of calls from this house. It's been empty for the last year or so. But before this, anyone who rented it would call us to report waking up to find some guy in his pajamas waving to them from the front porch.
Well, how'd they know he was there?
Well, they could see him standing under the porch light. But when they went to the door, nobody there. And footsteps and lights going on and off.
A haunted house?
You're kidding me. Well, everybody who lived here got out faster than they came in.
Here, look. The front door's open and the window's broken.
Yeah. Looks like it was smashed with the snow shovel there.
And the porch light's on.
I got a feeling what we're going to find. Let's go inside.
Hello? Anybody home? Snow's drifted in. There's no heat.
Take a look at here, in the kitchen.
There doesn't seem to be anyone. My God. A woman. My God, look at her.
Yeah. She looks the same as...
As what?
As 10 years ago. The newspapers are going to have a field day with this one.
But this isn't just a haunting, it's murder.
It was murder 10 years ago. We found the exact same thing. Woman here in the kitchen and the man out there even looked the same. Door open, window broken. Even the porch light was on. Oh, the newspapers played it up. We figured an intruder. But then the forensic lab got evidence from the husband's body. He killed her.
And these people?
God knows.
I've just heard The Porch Light by Randy Brown.
Beware, eh?
I can't help but place all the blame of what happened on Bob's shoulders. If he'd just been honest with Carol, this all could have been avoided.
Youngsters, who can figure out what they are thinking?
Well, I think that about wraps up our show for this week. Friends, we hope you will remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The Retro Radio Memories podcast is now available on iTunes, so the projectionist and I would greatly appreciate it if you might hop on over and, if you like the show, give it a review. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at VicSage@Retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at peachy@retroist.com. A big thanks to The Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just hop on over to The Retroist at www.retroist.com. Until next time, The Retro Radio Memories Podcast is off the air.
Just moved in my new house today. Hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. One big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the free. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes.
This has been a Retroist production. Good night and good luck.